It's been a breakthrough season for Jarrell Kwanza, with a surprise debut substitute appearance against Newcastle in a 10-men 2-1 win, followed up by a Premier League start and a win at Wolves, and then a start and an assist against Leicester in the League Cup. With another appearance likely again against Union SC tonight, we thought it'd be nice to find out a little bit more about the young centre-half who has impressed everyone with his speed, ability and composure. We spoke to teammates and coaches to find out more about how he's developed as a player, what he's like as a person, and how a young kid from Warrington became one of the most exciting defenders the club has produced in years. First, you will hear from Liverpool Academy coach and current under-23s manager Barry Lutus. Then, his captain during his loan spell at Bristol Rovers, Paul Coutts. And then finally, Ian Foster, Jarrell's manager at England youth level, who took him to a victorious under-19s European Championships, as well as the under-20s World Cup. Thanks a lot to Andy Kelly, Dan Gray, Pete Maxwell and David McDermott, as well as Kevin Betsy, for his added insights as well. Here's the show. Enjoy. I'm with Barry Lutus now, Liverpool under-23s manager. And Barry, I'm interested in where you first came across Jarrell, because sometimes, you know, some of these lads I'm sure you'll know from when they were tiny sort of coming in, and others a little bit longer. So what are your first memories of coming across Jarrell?
Do you know what? There's a real kind of, it's a nice story. I was doing the 12s coach, and then the year after, Jarrell's team with a few others in there, we're going to be my kind of new team. But I did know Jarrell, but you know, I'd not worked with him, and I went to watch Liverpool under 11s versus Blackburn, and then there was a moment I was with Ray Sherwood, who's now over in with Steve Benetti-Fack. So Ray knew the group, so standing on the side, and then there was this centre back. He gets the ball off the goalkeeper, and he used to always have his sleeves rolled up, and he's dribbling through Blackburn. And as the sleeve drops down, he's rolling the sleeve up while still dribbling through the midfield. And it was a fantastic team he was in. It was, you know, Tyler Morton, Leighton Stewart, James Norris, a real good group of kids, real good players. And that's my first memory, Jarrell, really, this kind of ball-playing centre-back. Unbelievably calm on the ball. And obviously, back then, a little bit skinnier, a little bit more gangly, a little bit more all over the place, not like the man he's kind of turning into. But yeah, I can still remember the pitch closest to the AXA. Well, just to the side of the AXA. It's a training pitch we sometimes use now. So yeah, I can still remember it. I still remember it was yesterday, to be fair.